Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump sending troops to the U.S. border with Mexico. Mexico City believes this could harm U.S.-Mexico relations. Duncan Wood is head of the Mexico Center at the Wilson Institute.
But I think Mexicans are also quite aware of the domestic political dimension of this move by President Trump. They understand that he's trying to appeal to his base. He's already in campaign mode for the 2020 election. And they see this as being just another wild card move on the part of the American president, which unfortunately has left them in the crosshairs.
President Trump has credited Mexico for dispersing Central American migrants headed for the U.S. Boys and daughter of a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, attacked with a nerve agent in the British city of Salisbury in early March, is recovering quickly. The elder Skripal remains in critical condition. Britain's UN ambassador, Karen Pierce, speaking before the Security Council about the attack.
This is a weapon of mass destruction. This is no ordinary poisoning and no ordinary attack.
Russian maintains that it had nothing to do with the attack, but many Western nations don't believe the Kremlin. Two Turkish Americans will serve more than 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators when Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Washington last year. Video shows Erdogan's security guards attacking protesters carrying Kurdish flags. Days after President Trump repeated his call to bring home U.S. forces from Syria, defense officials here in the Washington area insist that there have been no shift in strategy of U.S. policy in Syria. About 2,000 troops are stationed there. This is VOA.